Hi, this is Amy Bowen. This is my Dog Days of Podcasting episode for Friday, August 23rd, 2019. Welcome to episode 95 of Amy Talks About Stuff. I really should be going to bed, but this is going to be a brief recap of Toastmasters International Convention Day 3. I really had a lot of fun today, but I am actually remembering to record something. And like I said yesterday, our day started 8 o'clock with an educational breakout session. So I did that. During the breaks between them, the reason we have such long breaks between these organized educational sessions is so that the voters can go and meet the candidates for office at the international level and talk to them. I didn't have any votes, so I didn't do that. So I spent most of my time between sessions listening to podcasts. I'm almost all the way through the 2018 season of Comedy Forecast Dog Days of Podcasting now. I made great progress on that, and I'm going to listen to all of them before the Comedy Forecast Technorama and Topic is Trek live shows at this year's Dragon Con. But that's beside the point. Getting back to how much I enjoyed my convention today, my later morning session was listening to the Accredited Speaker Program, which was the final presentations of people going for their accredited speaker designation. Those were also very interesting. Our noon session today was the presentation of an award for Outstanding Excellence in Public Speaking, called the Golden Gavel Award. We present this every year, but from what I hear from other attendees, last year the presentation didn't include a full luncheon open to every convention attendee. That was new this year, so we got a very nice sit-down luncheon at those big round tables that sit 10 people each, and listened to a very interesting presentation by speaker Jia Jiang, who wrote a book about overcoming the fear of rejection through 100 days of rejection therapy. That was a really fun presentation. We had a bit of a break after that, like 15 minutes, and then the afternoon education session, and then a slightly longer break before the business meeting started in the evening, during which my friends from my Toastmasters district invited me to come and hang out with them and sit with them, so I got a real look at how they prepared for the voting for international directors and bylaw and club constitution changes, which happened at the business meeting this evening. I'm pleased to say that they were all approved, and I'm pleased to say that I enjoyed myself just as even more than last year. Of course, last year I didn't get there in time for the beginning, but this year I was actually there for the whole thing, and even I could still tell it was much, much more efficient than last year. Last year there were a lot of long breaks while votes were being tabulated. This year they had people speak on the next item of business while the votes were being tabulated, making the whole thing a lot more efficient. Another really wonderful thing about it was we had the same DJ as last year, providing music to fill in those gaps and to accentuate things that were happening. Today I learned his name's Clark. Both last year and this year I went up to him and told him what an awesome, amazing job he was doing. We have these electronic vote transmitters that we give out to people with votes, and at the beginning of the meeting they showed part of the business was to show everyone how to turn them on, and Clark played the lightsaber being turned on sound effect, which I laughed and cheered at, and that was absolutely an inspired piece of audio. So we have our International Board of Directors is all in place. Our bylaws are up to date. The meeting did actually go from at the from the posted time on the schedule, 4:30, and ended like 2 minutes after 9. The schedule said 4:30 to 9, and we got it done. And by the way, that is including a roughly 25 or 30 minute break in between international directors and bylaw and constitution amendments, during which they served some buffet foods out in the foyer, but not very efficiently and with no crowd control whatsoever. So there definitely was not enough food for everybody. But so we appreciate the thought, but that could have been handled a little better. But we are done now, and it was a good night. I had a lot of fun, and I will talk to you more about all of this tomorrow. Good night.